Today's lunch meal nishos chaim lutzik rishai maishva daniel rifke bez maishva israel b'schus for shleim chaim maishva malkum yim brachos har malkum et vitzkum fegaldina schus for all other chaylim and for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding simen resh pei beis. We are up to sif vav. Okay, almost finishing up over here with the kriyas hatayra. Im toya shliach tzibur, the shliach tzibur made a mistake. V'siyum ha'parsha mashishi v'amakadosh. So instead of calling up seven aliyahs, by shishi he went all the way to the end. The gaba was asleep at the wheel, and they go all the way to the end, and then they say kaddish, and then they realize you did not call up the shvi. Ein tzarich likros oid acha. You don't have to make up the aliyah you missed. Eli Yikra im ha-mafta mashakara mashishi. Just you call up the guy for the mafter. So he ends up becoming number seven. Okay, so seven we said is the requirement, is the minimum. So he becomes the number seven. And he simply rereads what they just did. The Kaimalan, we have a policy, mafter, oil, not a policy. We paskin lamaisa. That mafta oilu l'minya shiva, we go ahead on a regular week, and we generally call seven before the kaddish, and then one after the kaddish. However, me'ikar hadin, the person that's called up for the mafta, really is sufficient for the, could be counted as part of the seven. So in this case, being that you didn't do it, you don't have to go ahead and make two aliyahs after the kaddish, but you can just use that person. Let's see the Mishavura. Ain't Sarach Likrois. Right, it's a loy Mishavura. Ain't Sarach Likrois. Oit Shvi Imil Mavadam After. Not that you don't have to read anymore. We need seven. What he's saying is, we don't need to call up two more people. This number seven will be the Mafter. The Achre Sha'am HaKadosh B'Sim HaParsha. After we said the Kadosh, Ain't Karach Kach Rak L'Shem Mafter. Levat K'ma Shirogel Tomer Ach HaKadosh, which we only call up the Mafter, which is what we do every laning after the Kadosh. And he gets counted before the seven people. Okay. Now, Aval im Nisker. However, Aval im Nisker koydim sha'omer hakadosh. If you remember, you made it go the same situation. The shishi you laned all the way to the end of the parsha. But you didn't say Kaddish. You realize we blew right past Shvi and we kept going all the way to the end. Then you don't skip out on the seven. You call somebody up to and you reread part of the laning that you just laned. The Yisayim HaParsha Imai V'Yayim HaKaddish. And you finish the Parsha with him and then you say Kaddish. And then you go ahead and you read other psukim for the mafta as you always do it. Ela Yikra, so we said that if in this case, the guy for the mafta is the one who ends up being for the shvi. We don't say kaddish again. You only say kaddish one time. Guys, I'm sorry. Somebody keeps calling me, and I have to see if it's important.
Is it possible that all three aliyahs get the same psukim?
Yeah.
Or should he add on more because Shvi, he should add on more?
No, so he says over here clearly, V'yisayim ha-parsha ima, you finish the parsha with the Shvi.
Right, finish, but you could start further back.
But ultimately, he's still getting the same. So the last few psukim, at a minimum, you're reading three times. You can go back to anywhere you want, but the last few psukim, you're definitely reading three times. Right? Right. Okay. Let's see the Mechaber Siv Zayin. Kara haParsha betfila shachris b'Shabbos v'dilik pasuk echad. You read the parsha and then you realize you left out a whole pasuk. Now we'll see. It's the same halacha if you left out one word, but you left out part of the laning. Chayza v'kaira. You have to go ahead and relane. Now you already called up seven people for this, but you realized afterwards, for whatever reason, somebody comes forward and you realize you left out a pasuk. You go ahead and you relane. Who ushnaimimai with three aliyas? Vafila hifter, vispao, musaf, even if you said them after and you already daven musaf, you weren't yaitza. You have to go ahead and relane. Says the Mishnabur, Badilik Pasagachat, who adin afila teva achas, even if it's only one letter, Ela Shadiber Well, the Mechaber is talking about what likely, it would be unlikely. You left out one word. It's more likely somehow or another. I'm not sure why he feels that that is more likely, right? But even if you left out one word, then you would also. Now, interest. So he, the Mechaber said a pasuk. The Mishabura said a word. If you left out a letter, that would depend, just so we understand halacha. If you left out a letter, it would depend if the word changes a meaning or not. So if the word changed the meaning, everyone agree. If the letter that you left out changes the meaning of the word, everyone agrees that you have to relearn. It's no different than leaving out a word. If it doesn't change the meaning, so then there's definitely shittas that hold you don't have to relearn, although the Gra held that you would, even if it didn't change the meaning, you should relearn. So I'm sorry, I touched the mechaber incorrectly. You reread that pasuk with two other psukim, okay? And you make a bracha before and after. We said has to be enough three psukim, unless it's a whole parsha, it's a whole topic. But you have to relearn those psukim. I said you have to relearn the whole learning, and you have to call three aliyos. I was touching incorrectly. I'm sorry. I take it back. You relearn that pasuk with another two psukim minimum. Okay. Let's see the Mechaber Siman Resh Pei Gimel. Lama Emet Tzion Shnei Sefer Torah B'Shabbos. So we know Shabbos for Shchaidish, we take out two Sefer Torahs. Shabbos Parsha Zachar, we take out two Sefer Torahs. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we take out this Yontif, we take out two Sefer Torahs. Why on Shabbos don't we take out two Sefer Torahs and read the Musaf? On Pesach we read the Musaf, Rosh Chodesh we read the Musaf, Sukkot we read the Musaf. So why is it that on Shabbos don't we read the Musaf? Why don't we read, take out a Sefer Torah and read the Musaf? Says the Mechaber, simple. The whole Musaf of Shabbos is only two psukim. Now, the obvious question is that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is also only two psukim. So, but what we do is we add on the psukim of Shabbos to make it more than two psukim. So the Taz asked this question, and he says that the psukim of Shabbos could apply to Rosh Chodesh because sometimes Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. But to add on the other psukim that are next to the Musafim of Shabbos would have nothing to do with Shabbos, and therefore that would not be an Eitz. It's not the lumdus behind it, what he says. But that's the reason the Mechaber gives us, the reason we don't take out a Sefer Torah on Shabbos, a second Sefer Torah, read the Musaf, because it's only two psukim. Now let's see the Mishaburu. And as we said in Kuf Lamed Zayin, so we can't add on psukim that have nothing to do with it. The Taz addresses why on Rosh Chodesh do we add on Shabbos, and he says that is considered because since Rosh Chodesh could fall out on Shabbos. But Tosis kasa oitam. Now Tosis gives another reason. Lefi shetzarich lahaftim enavi b'chol Shabbos min yonah shel yoyim. We always find that the haftira is always min yonah de yoyim. Basically, the haftira will always follow the last laning. So the last laning we laned was Rosh Chodesh. Right, let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Our Haftarah has to do with Rosh Chodesh. Right? If you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, the last laning is Chanukah. The Haftarah has to do with the Chanukah. Right? So it always goes on last. Be'i Karina Mishal Shabbos. If every Shabbos I will lane the Haftarah, the Musaf Shabbos, and came Yetzarach LaHafta, but the Solik Menei Ve'Heinu Me'in Yani Shabbos. That means every single week. No matter what, the Haftarah will be have to do with Shabbos because I'm finishing with Shabbos. So in Parshas Kedoshim, I would not be able to do Haftarah that has to do with Kedoshim. I would have to do Haftarah that has to do with Shabbos because my Mafter is the Shabbos. So it would be very nice. Every single week, we would learn the exact same Haftarah. We wanted that the Haftarahs should be applicable to the Parsha. We'll see shortly why we Bechlal have this whole inyan of the Haftarah. But we want the Haftarah to be in your parsha, says the Baalei Tosfos, that if I would make a Musaf of Shabbos every single week, my Haftarah would be in the inyan of Shabbos, because that would be my last laning. That's another reason. There's a third reason that he doesn't bring down, there's a third reason brought down by all the other Musafim, is a Karban Chatas. Okay? We know that what how do we get a kapara b'zman hazeh? And the Shalman Paras Fasenu through us reading the parshas and the Torah that have to do with the karbanis, karban chatas. That is how we get a kapara. That's how we get a karban chatas. The Musaf of Shabbos is the only one that does not have a karban chatas in it. So there was really no purpose. What's the reason why on Yontif we read the Musaf, because that's a chatas for us. And the Chachamim wanted that we should be able to, in the Shalman Parim Sefaseinu, we should be able to get a kapara. So that's why they were misakin that you should read the Musaf Leinim. When it comes to Shabbos, there's no karban chatas there. Since there's no karban chatas over there was no need to make that that takana. That's a third reason that is brought down. Let's start with Reish Pei Dalet Din Haftarah B'Chaseres. So now we finish with the Leinim. We're going to go into the Haftarah. Says the Mechaber, Maftirin b'Navi me'inyana shel Parsha. The Maftar, which you read from the Navi, is always from the topic of the Parsha, whatever the Parsha was about. Ve'ein poichasin michof aleph psukim. Okay, we don't do less than 21 psukim. Ella, right now, we'll see inside, but the simple cheshbon is, it mirrors the laning, seven aliyahs, minimum aliyahs, three psukim, seven times three is 21. Okay? Ella im kein salak in yana bebatzimahachi. If it finishes a whole topic in less than 21 psukim, kagoyin elaseichem sifu al zevcheichem. Over there, by that haftarah, you finish in less than 21. So the 21 is not an absolute must, but if you finish the whole topic, then you can do it in less than 21. Let's see the mishabur maftirin. Kosav lavish tamati al shalayri isi shenahagin lichta haftarahs kedin seifa. He says, I'm perplexed. Why is it that we don't write the haftarahs on klaf? Nearly says the Levush, very shver Levush to deal with. She'ein yoytzen klal b'kriyas haftarah b'chamushim hanetvasim. With a printed chumash, you're not yoytze the haftarah, the reading of the haftarah. Okay, and in fact, many places do have a minig to Chazon Ish was makbid on a printed one. The Gra, I believe, was makbid. There are shuls that have it. Kevin she'ein nechtavim b'chol hilchos sefer Torah Megillah says the Levush that if you want to be mitzi other people with laning. Just like Kriyas HaTorah, you have to do from a Sefer Torah written with all the Hilchos Sefer Torah, and just like Kriyas Megillah, you have to do with all the halachas of Kriyas Megillah. So too over there, over here, you have to do it with all the halachas. But Tazamagan Avram Yashva Minik, they say we have a sort of a limutzchus usvirulahu the avshu ayidei tfus, even if it's printed v'gamal anayir, it's not on parchment, it's on paper. V'shaloi beglila, it's not rolled up, which is part of the halachas of a Sefer Torah. Mutalinyan zeh. For this, it's okay. When we come up, come das hem agan avram, that's sarach lichtoiv, likreis haftayra, you should read the haftayra, and take navi sholem shanitfas. We're going to rely on the Taz and the Magen Avraham to do the haftayra from a printed sefer. It should be a sefer that has the entire navi printed in it. The loim, you take haftayra levad hanitfas and not read it to be mitzi other people from a chumash v'chein gam das al yarabah, ayin sham, that's al yarabah. So basically, by most shuls that don't read it from a klaf, we see over here, ideal is better to read it from a klaf. Those shuls that don't read it from a klaf, we have the big book. The reason we have the big book is not so that we should have all the haftaras in one book. The reason we have the big book is because of this Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham and Elia Rabba. The Magen Avraham says that you could be might see other people even in a printed document if it's printed in one, the entire Navi in one book. Umekomakim. And mainland rack up Torah and festival chumash. What happens if you don't have one? You don't have that the chumash that has, and you know, if you're someplace you're traveling and they don't have that one, but they have the art scroll came out with the green one that has the whole Tanakh that accomplishes this as well. Better to take that. Yes, list mechlahakos, but if you don't have it, then you can be mekel. Shaloi levato kriyas haftarah. You shouldn't be mevato kriyas haftarah because you don't have that. Ablechatchila v'radai roi v'nochshil chaltsir v'nevim shenachtam geklaf kadin. Mishabura says it's better that everybody should have the Navi written on klaf of Pialacha. Sha'oz gam Hashem b'kedusha. The Shem Hashem is written with kedusha. Ma she'enkein shalanayir v'anitvus when it's printed. Chenin gagro b'kehilasay. The Gra held that ke'es nishpasas ebaharba kehilas Yisrael. Many kvutzas and klal Yisrael were noyeg this and ashrei chelkam. Praised is their chelik that they're going ahead and doing the mitzvah in the ultimate way. Obviously, we know many shuls do not have the minig. We saw they have a Yesh HaMi Lismach not to read it that way. There are shuls that they don't read the Torah out loud, and everybody reads it in the Chumash. So they're gonna of course they have their Paiskim and their people that they followed for many, many, many generations. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a little bit schwer. Okay, we will stop over here, and Metz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.
Go ahead, go ahead.